Okay, today's daf is Daf Kuf Beis, and now I'm recording here from Seattle, Washington. And we had learned yesterday in the Mishnah that if you use a sandal, sheyesh lo akev kasher, as long as there's a sole on the sandal, it would be kosher. If you use an anpilia, which is to say a slipper, and a chalitza's psula, and if you use a min'al, which means a soft leather shoe, so then the chalitza is kshera. Now, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah what to use. It just seems to talk about if you did it, whether it would be kosher. It's a little bit misleading, because what exactly is the mitzvah lechatchila? So, today, we find that actually it's a machlokas, and we're one-fifth of the way down. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav, Im Yavo Eliyo. If Eliyo HaNavi would come and would say, V'yomar chotzim b'min'al, that one can use a shoe to do chalitza with, then shomim lo. We could listen to him, because as long as Navi or Chacham doesn't say something that contradicts now what the halacha is as we know it, we accept him. Otherwise, of course, even a Navi doesn't have a right to say what a halacha is. But if he would say, Ein chotzim b'sandal, ein shomim lo, shekvar nahagu ha'am b'sandal. If, however, he would come along and say, you're not allowed to do chalitza with a sandal, then we wouldn't accept him at all, even if he would come along and say that we ought to make a gezerah against it, and that maybe there's problems. In other words, he wants to make sure, let's say he'll say, since we said in the Mishnah you can't do chalitza with a sandal that doesn't have a proper sole, so therefore you shouldn't use a sandal at all, only use a shoe. We will not accept that, because the minhag Yisrael is to do it this way, and you don't change a minhag like that, which actually would be afterwards looking down at those who had done it correctly. And even if the biggest mumcha, as the Miri puts it, the biggest mumcha sheba mumcha wants to tell you a gezera against something that people are doing with anani chashash of iser, then we don't listen to him. Now, the other way of stating this was Rabbi Yosef from Rav Kahana. Rabbi Yosef quoted Rav Kahana quoting Rav differently than the way Rabba quotes Rav Kahana quoting Rav. And he says it like this. If what Eliyahu HaNavi would come and say is that you do not do chalitza with a shoe lechatchila for whatever reason, and we'll see there are bases to be afraid of a shoe that might be possible, as we'll see, shomim lo, we would accept that we shouldn't do it lechatchila, even though nowadays the minhag is, in fact, to do the minhag lechatchila. Because as we'll see over here, there is a serious chashash, more on a min'al, which is a shoe, than on a sandal. And perhaps now is the time to discuss the difference between the technical difference between a min'al and a sandal. The truth is the Torah never talks neither about the word min'al, which is a word that is essentially something that the Rabbanan made up. It only came into use later. The word in the Torah, wherever it uses, as Rashi points out, wherever it uses the word for a shoe, is always na'al, not min'al. The only place we find the word min'al is by the brochas in Zota Bracha, which is barzel v'nechoshet min'alecha. But min'alecha over there doesn't mean your shoes. Min'alecha means your locks. So they're referring to those who live on the borders of Eretz Yisrael and lock up your land from invaders. So that the word min'al indeed means something that sticks to your foot. So it's like it locks around your foot. And it's made out of a soft leather, which, similar to our shoes, which even if there were places in which it's not properly fitted and so on, you can keep it on your foot. A sandal, on the other hand, is made out of hardened leather, the way most sandals were until very recently. The sandals that we call sandals would have a din of a min'al, actually some of the soft-sided sandals. But a sandal, the way that the Torah viewed a sandal, and the way that sandals were made across the globe, whether from hardened leather or from wood or other hard materials, were basically a foot-shaped, open-backed kind of thing, which today people use for health purposes and so on, is very common, in which you slide your foot in to a solid block. The top of it is sometimes open, sometimes partially closed, sometimes is you could spread the open part in order to get a better fit. Generally speaking, there is no particular adjustment that's possible on it, although, of course, in modern sandals, we do sometimes put in straps. We'll talk about this later. The Gemara is going to have chashas about straps. And at the time of the Gemara, they often had also an adjustment around the place where the foot enters, where you could pull it tight just around the actual foot itself, the leg itself, as opposed to the foot, which would prevent the foot from slipping out because the hole would be too small. So that's the difference between them. And we'll see what the basis is of how why it is that we're getting involved in so many details about sandal and minhal and so on, since the Torah doesn't define necessarily what a nahal is. That's going to become clear as the sugya develops. In any event, the difference between the two lashonos is that the first lashon says that if Elio would say that you can use a minhal l'chatchila, we would listen to him, which is mashma that the normative approach, if Elio didn't say that, is better not to use a minhal l'chatchila, and we'll see why that would be true. And Reb Yosef, the way he understood Rav was in the other direction, that if Elio would come and say that you can't use a minhal l'chatchila because of whatever chashos, we'll see what they are, that then we would listen to him, which means that now the minhag is yes to do the minhal l'chatchila. The reason we would accept Elio's approach by the minhal, if he said, don't use it, even though we do, according to this Lashon. Whereas in the earlier Lashon, we wouldn't have accepted his approach to tell us not to use a sandal, and in Lachor it's the same thing, it's because of a chashash, is because of the different levels of the chashash, as we'll see. A min'al, there is, in fact, a great deal to be worried about, and there is not so much to be worried about when it comes to a sandal, but all of this will become clear as we go along. And the Gemara just points out, maybe now, what is the difference between Rabba's version and Rav Yosef's version? The difference, obviously, is, as we've already seen, Iga Binayu, Mina L'chatchila. The difference is whether, according to the way Rabba was saying it, if only if Elio would come, it would say L'chatchila would use a Mina, but otherwise not. According to Rav Yosef, until Elio would come and tell you not to use a Mina, we will use a Mina. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know, according to the Mani Yomar, who says that afil l'chatchila, that you would, that's Rav Yosef's approach, you can use a minhal even l'chatchila, what does it do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, v'tnan chalsa b'minhal chalitzata k'shera, which is mashmah, only if you went in and you did it, so okay, then your chalitz is kosher, but yavad. So that's dafke yavad in, but l'chatchila lo, isn't it clear from there, but you can't do it l'chatchila. Says the Mishnah, not necessarily, because it could be that actually the Mishnah, note that the Mishnah doesn't say that anything is l'chatchila, right? So maybe actually you adin afilu l'chatchila. You could use l'chatchila a shoe. The reason we said that it's kosher is because I did a bite Mr. Seifa, since we wanted to say in the end of the Mishnah that if you use a slipper, which is not made out of leather, as we'll see later on, so ban pilya, the chalitza would be psula, there it's possible even b'diavad. So in order to make it clear that we're talking about a psul, even b'diavad, tam and tani b'reisha, the reisha also therefore would use a lashon of diavad. But actually it means even l'chatchila. And in fact, Tosis points out that there's no way to understand the Mishnah any other way, because then you could have said, right now, you could have asked the question. So it says the same thing about a sandal. It says, b'sandal sheyesh bo akev is kosher, mash l'chatchila, it's not kosher. So it must be, I mean, the Mishnah can't say that nothing is kosher l'chatchila, so then obviously the Mishnah is not coming to tell me specifically what's l'chatchila, what's b'diavad. So it's just the same. At this point, the Gemara could have really said, and how else do you understand the Mishnah? But l'maisa, it simply gives the teretz straight off without proving it. It's clear to any reader that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The truth is, continues the Gemara, that minal, the question of whether minal is kosher l'chatchila, is a machlokas tanoim. It's not only two different mishnayos and rav, it has a long history, this machlokas tanya. Om Rabbi Yossi, pa'am achat alachti l'netzivin, I once went to Netzivim, which was the famous location of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, u'matzati zaken echad, I found there an older Talmud Chochman, amarti lo klum ata baki b'Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, do you know the Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra and his minhagim and so on? Amarli, and he said to me, Hein, absolutely I know him. Not only do I know him, Val Shulchanihu Tadir. he is always on my table. Mashma, he used to come to him to eat, which is difficult to believe. But in Yerushalmi, the Girsa is, I was a shulchani, ube shulchani tadim, meaning that I was a banker, and he used to come to my bank very often. So I had often opportunities to speak to him when he was sitting in line in a bank. So Rabbi Yossi asked him, so did you ever see how he did chalitza? So klum ra'isa shechalatz biyavama. Amar li, I said, absolutely. Ra'isa shechalatz arbe pa'amim. I saw many times. So Rabbi Yossi asked him, what did he use? Bimin al besandal. Amar li, so that zaken looked at me in astonishment, and he said, what? What kind of question is that? V'chichotzim bimin al, I never saw in my life that anybody would use a shoe to do chalitza. Now, the girsa here makes no sense. The girsa, and indeed, it's taken out, and Rashi talks about how it doesn't make any sense, and indeed there's Mekoros that this is a girsa that found its way in, and it's a toast. The girsa we have is at Torah Amra Na'alo Velo Min Alo, which the Rashi points out is nonsense because the Torah doesn't have a word that's specific for a shoe as opposed to a sandal, and therefore we wouldn't be asking a question like that. But stop! Those, I have never seen in my life anybody using a shoe. So I'm shocked that you're asking this. Amar Tilos, Rabbi Yossi said to him, I'm glad that you think that you can't use a shoe, but I mean, why do you think in Kein Mara Abre Bimeir Lomar Chatzah Bimina Chalitzah Sekshera? Why does Rabbi Meir say that Chalitzah is kosher with the Minal? And not only that, Rabbi Yaakov, of course, Rabbi Meir is saying, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Mishvo Chatzah Bimina Chatzchila. So obviously, there is such a thing as chalitza, you know, it's a kosher, but he have it for sure. The shaila is whether it's kosher, even whether it should be done even the chatchila. So that's the machlokas of the Tanoi that we're referring to, Rabbi Yaakov's quote of Rabbi Meir, and the Tanakama's understanding of Rabbi Meir. Now, what is the problem? We're making this big problem about using a shoe. What's the problem of a shoe? Mand yom el chatchila, if you hold it, you should not use a shoe. Can you explain why not? I mean, my time, isn't the Torah just said, no, what's wrong with a shoe? A shoe is perfectly valid. No. Elemi mishum de'avi panta me'al. The arketa me'al de me'al. Is it because that the way that a shoe is made is that it's made with a leather top, which is called the panta, and then it always has something to hold the two flaps together, which is to tie it, and that would be not the chalitza that's kosher, because the Torah said me'al raglo. HaTorah amra v'chaltza na'lo me'al raglo, from on his foot directly. V'lo me'al de me'al. So there's maybe the pshat of years that since the ikar thing that the Yavama would do if she uses a shoe is to untie the shoelaces and then pull off the shoe where the shoe itself really doesn't fit tightly. So that means that the chalitza itself is done essentially by taking off shoelaces, but the shoelaces aren't on the foot. And the Torah says that she has to deal with his foot, and that and this way, in order to avoid any misunderstandings where she wouldn't be dealing with the shoe itself, and maybe the shoe would just come right off without her pulling it. So therefore, we make exera not to use the shoe. Is that what you understand the problem to be? So then, Ihachi, if that's your problem, so then afilubidi evid namilo. I mean, so then lemaisa, why doesn't it say that a shoe should be possibly evid? Because very often it turns out to be a me'al de me'al, and all she does is release the shoelaces. So therefore there must be another problem. Problem is gzera mishum min al mirupat. Since when it comes to a shoe, since it's a soft leather, so often we have a tear in the leather, you add a piece of leather over the tear to keep the shoe together. And that, as we'll see, is a problem, because if it's merupat, then indeed we'll see that it's not considered to be a nal, as we'll see later on. Or, inami mishum chatzi min al. We're afraid that once people allow you to do this, they will allow you, even since a shoe, being as it's soft, can be worn even if it only protects it, the top part of your shoe, your foot. So then they'll think that that's a kosher shoe, and it's not, as we'll see later on, even b'diavad. So in order to avoid that kind of mistake, we asked l'chatchila even a full shoe. This is something that is not a problem with a sandal at all, because the sandal being hard, you can't wear it if it breaks. Can't wear it. It doesn't hold together by putting on a patch. It will flip over. And because of that also, you can't cover only part of your foot, it will fall off your foot because it's hard. And therefore, in a sandal, there's no problem. So we use better the sandal, the chatchila, and a shoe, even though normally it's completely kosher, but because there are cases where you might easily not know. And the chalitz, after all, we saw doesn't have to be done necessarily by experts. So because of that, we make a gezerah. Omar Rav, ilav dechamiti lechavivi, if I hadn't seen my uncle, Rabbi Chiya, I actually used chalatz besandal de islay shinsit. He used a sandal that had straps. And those straps were basically adjustments that made it possible to tie the sandal around the leg. I would have thought that that's a problem. I personally would not have used, in my own judgment, elabas sandala de taya, only the typical sandal that is used by the Arabs, the mahadik tfei, that is something that is built to size, it's made to the size of your foot. You can just get your foot in it, but that's how it stays on, because it's fitted. Mashenken, the kind of sandal that Reb Chiya used, wasn't fitted and was held on by a strap. And I wouldn't have thought that that's really called a chalitza, pulling off the shoe, because the shoe isn't really tight. All you're doing is loosening a strap, and loosening a strap is not the equivalent of chalitza. So I would say that unless it fits tight, then the reason I would want to use a tight-fitting sandal is kikecha tetevi chalitzata ma'aliyata. I would feel myself that that's more of a pulling off. But lamaisa, I mean, I'm not going to stick to my own das when it comes to arguing with Rabbi Chiya. I saw Rabbi Chiya do it. It's good enough. Omrev Yiram Arav, Hatarat Yavama L'Shukah, what point does the Yavama become mutter? At the moment of Shmitat Rov Ha'akev, even if you didn't get the shoe completely off of the foot, and she just got most of the sole of the shoe off of the foot, that is the sufficient to be mater. So Meisvei asks the Gemara from the following: suppose somebody else undid the straps, leaving her only to pull off the shoe, or he himself took it off, or whatever, they were loosened. Oh, sheshamat rov harega, or the yavam himself already took off he pulled off most of the shoe, leaving it just on loosely, and she pulls it off the rest of the way. Chalitza tepsula. That's not a kosher chalitza. Now, let's be medayik in this. Ta'amad shamat hu. Isn't the mashma'ut is that since he had taken out rov haregel, that's why it's possible. But in the equivalent case where she would have done that, she would have gotten most of the foot out of the shoe. Then it would have been a kosher chalitza, and that means rov haregel, not rov haakev. And what we're interested in over here is getting most of his foot off, not most of the sole off of the foot. So in other words, even if we pull it down at an angle, and the akev is not attached to the bottom of the foot any longer, you said that would be enough. And here it's saying, no, you got to get most of his foot out of the shoe. Now, that's not the same thing, is it? It says, no, hainu rova regal, hainu rova akev. When it says over here, rova regal, it doesn't mean getting it literally out of the shoe. It means rova akev. We're calling it rova regal. I call it rova regal. Why do we call just the bottom of the foot most of the regal? And that's what's important to us. Because the kula chayla dekara ale dachis. Since the entire weight, the pressure of the foot, is all along the bottom of the foot. That's called the foot, even though there's obviously lots of other skin area of the foot. But nonetheless, that's what we mean when we say rova akev. Meanwhile, says the Gemara, this brisa is misayeh ale l'Rabbi Yana. This brisa also now ends up being approved to Rabbi Yana Shita. The Om Rabbi Yana ben Shitir hu v'shamta hi ben Shitira hi v'shamat hu chalitzata psula. Rabbi Yana says, look, I don't care if the Yavam himself undid the laces and she pulled off the shoe, or whether she undoes the laces and he pulls off the shoe. In either case, chalitzata psula. She has to undo the laces and also take off the shoe. And that's what it says over here. Because the Braisa says if the Ritzuot got the untied, or he untied them, the Chalitza would be possible. Boy, Rabbi Yanai says, it says she has to take off the shoe, but what is the issue of Chalitza? Is the issue of Chalitza getting rid of the shoe, or literally taking off the shoe? Suppose she would take a knife and cut the shoe off. Right? So, Karato, Mao. Or suppose she would put it on fire, she would burn off the shoe, right? And that way, basically, there's no more shoe, Mao. Is the issue over here Giluye Kara? Do we need to expose his foot, and that's the point? The Aika, in which case that's done. Or Dilma Chalitza Bidin is the point of actually removal, Veleka, and that we wouldn't be Yotze, take that we don't have any riot to. How about Shnimin Alimazel Gabi Zemahu? How about if he's wearing two shoes, one on top of the other? What are you referring to? That she took off the top shoe, leaving the bottom shoe underneath it? That for sure is no good. You were just medayik yourself. The Torah said, me'al regalo, me'al omrach, whatever lo me'al demyal. So taking something from above that which is on the foot is not going to be yotze. Lo tzricha tekarate le'iloi. The case over here is, she slices through the upper foot, the upper shoe, okay? Puts her hands in, removes the lower shoe and pulls it off, and takes it out through the slice, leaving the upper shoe still on. So that's the question, my. V'koyiloi, the upper shoe still remains there, my. Do we need chalitza? Okay, chalitza she did. She pulled off his shoe. Odil magiluye karabin, or do we also need perhaps the exposure of a foot? V'leka. And that we would not be yotze in doing it in this strange way. This is a pretty weird question. I never heard of anybody wearing a shoe on top of a shoe. Isn't it definitely not called a nal? Because, it's just simply not a way in which one would possibly wear a shoe. And if the Torah is talking about nalo, doesn't have to be a normal nalo. You can't just, the fact that something's on your foot doesn't make it a normal nalo, does it? So, why would I think that's considered to be derech levish avanah? Oh, yes, I think I might think it's so crazy. The Rabbanan saw Rav Yehuda once going out with five pairs of shoes, one on top of the other. B'chamisha zuzi buka l'shuka. He went out once with five pairs of shoes out into the marketplace. Om Rav Yehuda Merav. Yevamashik dila bena achin. How about if a Yevam was very close to the family, basically, he's been taking care of the family the whole time, and in the course of taking care of the family, often helps on a brother take off his shoes or something when they come into the house late at night or something. So she took off her shoes, Storm, or she works at a shoe store for that matter, takes off her shoes, right? So what would be the halacha over there? Is the din that basically what happens over there is that she's already, we've got over here a chalitza to one of the other brothers, and therefore she can't ever get Yibum, because having done chalitza, she once pulled off a shoe. So she pulled off a shoe, that means she passes herself from the brothers. Omer of Yonam Rav, nonetheless, muteret minasei lechem menachen, we are not cheshish for the fact that she worked at a shoe store and pulled off their shoes, or that she lived in the house and helped them get their shoes off when they came in from the snow, or whatever the case is. Ve'en cheshishin shemechatzal sandali achad miyam. We're not afraid that she ever did that. What do you mean we're not afraid? You mean because we don't think it happened, you're saying? Time it alo chazinan? Because what? Because we didn't see her do that? But I'm talking about, let's say we saw her. Chazinan chashinan? Are you trying to say that if, in fact, we know that she actually did such a thing in the shoe store, or helping a brother off, that then we would have a problem, she wouldn't be allowed to get yibut? The Atanya, doesn't it say, beferish, benshin it kaveinu hu velonit kavnahi, benshin it kavnahi velonit kaveinu hu chalitzata psula, achit kavnu shneim ke'echad? It says that it's not considered to be a kosher chalitza until both she and he have specific intent that this should be an act of chalitza. That's Tom, that he walks into a shoe store. So what are you telling me that there's a problem, that this would be a chalitza to passel, where there was no kavanah l'shem mitzvah? Why are you saying this? No, what I meant is, Afa, Gavta Chazinan, ain't crazy, what I said. Not that we don't have to be chayish, meaning not chayish that it happened. We don't have to be chayish in the course of its happening. Shemakivna. That's the point. The Yikidi Amri, others say, time it alone chazina, that no, indeed, you were right the first time around. It's only because we didn't see it happen. But if we know that it happens, and ha chazinan chayishin, then we would be chayish. And as far as what it says, the Katani Boy Kavana, as far as it says, the Chalitza Psula, that's the Pshat, it's a Chalitza Psula Lishtaru Yalma. It's not considered to be a kosher Chalitza to make her Kshera to get married to someone. In other words, that it patters her. But it doesn't mean that it's not a Chalitza in terms of passing her. Avala Achin Mifsila. Because once you see that they actually did it, there's always the consideration of it's looking like, or maybe even an actual chashash, others learned that maybe there was kavan. Omrav Yeromirav, sandala tafur bepishtan ein chotzin bo. Suppose you have a sandal that is sewn with, instead of leather, it's sewn with a pishtan, now, which is used as a lining. That's Rashi's main pshad, is that it had a pishtan lining. Others learned that the sewing of the sandal itself, the top to the side, was done with a pishtan thread, which is the norm, actually, as he points out, the way we always make things. So the shaila is over here. We'll see later on to what extent, where we get the idea. We're going to base it on a puzzle, where we get the idea that we're supposed to be using leather as opposed to just something that works. And that we'll wait on that until we get later on in the daf. But in any event, how about if it's now has a lining of pishtan? You can't do chalitza with it. Shenema ve'enalech tachash. Since the Torah says that I will wrap you, I mean, here he's talking about basically the beautiful zechus of Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will actually give you shoes that are made out of the ore of the tachash, which was the ore that was used at the time of the Mishkan. So it was very, very expensive and beautiful shoes. So that means that the lashon of na'al in the Torah is considered to be na'al together with tachash. The pasuk talks about a lot of beautiful things. I'll be sheikh rikma, I'm going to cover you over with embroidery, and I'll cover you bashesh, and meshi, and one of the things that's a beautiful wardrobe is an alech tachash. Since this is the only reference that we have to material for a now, so then it means that you have to have a leather. I mean, why does it mean you have to use leather? Maybe it means you have to use tachash. I mean, it's a tachash. Ve'im ha-tachash, mili'achrinalo. No, it can't mean only tachash, because the Torah repeats the word na'al so many times in the story of the Yavama and the Torah that it's a riboy. Well, if na'al is a riboy, so why can't you use just a pishtan? I mean, why does it need to be bichlal leather? Who says that it needs to be leather at all? Says the Gemara, tachash my hanivai. So then what would be the point of telling us tachash? And it must be that there's an element of tachash which is essential. Not every element of tachash. So the leather aspect, that it's a skin of an animal, that yes, that it's the specific animal, that not. Well, so let's take the next case. Boy mine rebelezim mirav. How about if the shoe itself is made out of leather, so who shall or, but the laces are made out of se'ar. So they're made out of, like, let's say, horsehair or something. What would be the... We usually say hair, of course, means goat hair. Ma, what would be the din? Or malay, I said, I understand. Isn't hair part of an animal? And we're learning out tachash. I mean, who said tachash means necessarily the skin of the tachash? Could mean the hair is also. So milo karina ben valech tachash. I mean, the ritzuas over here, made out of se'ar, is also considered to be tachash. Ah, says the Gemara, if that's the case, so then, who says you need leather? Make the whole thing out of a soft material that comes from a living animal. Then that should be kosher. So yachid kula shall say arnami. How about if you make the whole thing out of seir? Should also be kosher. Why are you being makbid now? It has to be dafka leather. Says the Gemara, because that's not called na'al, bichlal. Something like that, they used to call it karka, or mikri. That's not called a shoe, that's basically called flippers or sandals in their terms. I'm sorry, in sneakers in their terms. How do you say sneaker? I forgot, you guys in South Africa, you don't use the word sneaker. That's an American word. Harry Potter used to wear his, not sneakers. Oh, darn. The words, I can hear you all screaming it, but I'm not making it out. Starts with a T, I know. Okay. In any event, that's what it was called in their terms. It has to be a noun, at least. Now we get to really an essential question, which is, how do we know that the word chalitza, bichlal, means to take something off? Where does that come from? Who's to say that the word to be cholitz means to pull something off? Is it because it says, tichsiv, v'chiltzu et avanim asher behem aneg, huh? Now the meaning over there is if you have a house that has an egg on avanim, clearly, I mean, it means to take out those stones. So maybe here too means take off the shoe. The aim, maybe the point is we see the word choletz in a completely different way. Maybe it means zeruzehu. Maybe it means to make something stronger. Like it says, "Dechsiv hey chotzu mitchem anashim letzava." So get these people motivated and bring them into the army, which in this case would mean she should put on a shoe and tighten it. Maybe that's the meaning. Chotza, to give him a stronger shoe. Doesn't, but even there, hey chotzu mitchem doesn't mean making stronger only. Awesome. Now I'm just being putting on their uniforms and putting on their swords. What it means is shaluf in beit lekrava. It means hey chaltzu, get them out of the house into the battle. That's what it means. Okay, how about vaksiv yichaletz ani ba'onyo? L'chora, when it says over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means give strength to an ani in his pain and helps him. So wouldn't that over here also mean hey chaltzu? So chalitza would mean to strengthen his shoe. Says the Gemara, no. The meaning over there is also bischar onyo, that's bi onyo, yechaletz ani, meaning yechotsumi dinasho gehenon. Since he had so much pain in his life, God will keep him out, pull him out of Gehenon. So here too it means pull off the shoe, and there it means pull out the ani. Okay, how about this one? Doesn't vayechaletzem over there mean he will now surround them and give them power to withstand their enemies? No, it may be over there also. Saviv l'reyav, meaning bischar y'reyav, because of the schar of the tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be yechaltzeim even rishayim medinat shegeinom. Again, it means to pull them out. Okay, how about hadichsiv v'atzmotecha yachalitz? What is that supposed to mean? It can't mean he'll pull out your bones. Atzmotecha yachalitz has got to mean he's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to strengthen your bones. And that's what it's talking about, Bechlal. He's bia b'tzachzachot nafshecha, atzmotecha yachalitz, ha'yisa kigan raveh, kemotzei mayim, asher lo yechazvu mimam. All of the beautiful things that Yeshayahu is speaking about are things that will give you strength and comfort and so on. So, lechora atzmotecha yachalitz means to strengthen you. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, zu mu'ula shebebrachot, this is the biggest bracha, to give strength to a person's bones. The Omer Rava, ziruze garmi, it means zeros, it means strength, it means giving you the power to be youthful and to jump around and so on, and not to feel that you're limited. Now, there it can't mean to pull out. Says, well, you know what? You're right. Achen in. Yes. True. Mashmahachi or mashmahachi. There are times when the word chalitza simply means to be strong. The hacha, but by yibum, you see. Isak adavri ziruzi. If what the Torah meant was to put on a shoe, so then it should say, im kein lichtov rachman of v'chaltza na'alo biraglo. Why does it say me'al rag? Me'al means from off, not on. So it's the context that makes it clear that the word chalitza, since it's used in two ways, here means to take off. Says the Gemara, no, it couldn't say that. Let me ask you something. Suppose the Torah would have said v'chaltza na'alo biraglo. Wouldn't that be mashma? Hava mina biraglo? That only if the man has a foot, then it's a kosher chalitza. Suppose he's an amputee. Right? So then biraglo, how about bishoko? How if all that's left of him is the shok, is his leg? He doesn't have a regal. So then the mashmut would be lo, it's not a kosher chalitza. Which is why the Torah has to write me'al raglo, not meaning the shoe comes off of his foot, meaning that the shoe, whatever you're doing, maybe it means to put on the part of the bone above the foot. That's me'al raglo, from the part above your foot. So that even if he doesn't have a foot, but he still has the area above the foot, so that we could tie the shoe onto an ankle. So maybe that's what we should do. But that doesn't mean that necessarily it's pulling off. Maybe it means pulling on. Okay, even if you're right, the Torah still should have said, Im kein lichtav rachmana be me'al raglo, not me'al. In other words, because me'al misleads you. Me'al means from off of. Nobody thinks that me'al means from the area or upon the area above. So you should have said, onto the area me'al raglo, be me'al raglo. Why did it say me'al raglo to leave you now in question? Shmamina mishlafu. The Torah would only say that if the intent is indeed pulling off. Oh, my Lord, who mina the Rabbi Gamliel? He was once a Christian. He would say to Rabbi Gamliel, ah, you Jews who can't come recognize Yoshke Pipik, Ama de cholatzle more mine, God has given you all chalitza, and will no longer look at you. Dechsev, bitzonam uvivikaram yochulav akeshet Hashem, v'lo yimso chalatz me'em. He did chalitza to them. There are all these Jews searching for God, and in fact, they will never, ever find him. Omar Leis, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Shota, you total ass. It doesn't say chalatz lahem, he gave them chalitza. It says chalatz mehem. Klal Yisrael tribe giving chalitza to God. That's what it means. Let's say a Yevama, the Achim try to pull off the shoe of a Yavama. And they say, okay, now we gave you chalitza. Is that serious? It's a joke. It's the same thing true over here. Klal Yisrael thinks they can get rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving him chalitza. And there's no such thing. There's no meaning to such a chalitza. So even though over a year, Lamaisa, we could translate it as meaning, God indeed gave them chalitza. But look how it's done. It's done as a puzzle. It's mayhem, not lahem. Continues the Mishnah. The next thing we said, that using a slipper is puzzle. Banpilia chalitza tapsula. Now, you're telling me that that means that a slipper is not called a na'al? The name of Danpilia lab min'al? And therefore the chalitza is puzzle. And indeed, it says, it's not nani. I mean, it says the same thing in the Mishnah, legabe yishkolin, the truma of the Lishka, actually for Vitanya, is ein hatorem nichnas lo bepargod chafut. In order to avoid a chashash, maybe the guy that's taking the trumas halishka is stuffing some coins into his clothing, so it was necessary to go in without having any cuffs, the loban pilya, and you can't use something in which there's maybe a place to slip in a coin, like maybe he's got a hidden chamber in his anpilia. The ein tzarich lomar, for sure he can't slip, he can't walk in using a minal or a sandal, because anyway you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. The vishay nichtas v'minal v'sandal azara. But you think this guy's got now slippers, that's okay? No, it's not okay. Because people will be chayshed him for stealing. And yet, okay, so you see from here that it's, that first of all, clearly, that a min'al is asr, but an anpili is mutter. So in other words, to walk into the azara. The only problem is that we don't let him because they'll say he's stealing. But if it wouldn't be for that, then there would be no problem, right? Because we're saying, certainly not a min'al v'sandal, but an anpili, yeah. That proves that a slipper is not asr, as a na'al is asr. So you can walk in slippers in the Beis HaMikdash. And yet, on the other hand, v'raminu, echad min al v'sandal v'anpilia. Here it says, you can't wear slippers on Yom Kippur. Lo yitayel be'am lo mibayit labayit v'lo mimita lamita. You can't even put on your slippers to get from one bed to another on Yom Kippur. So apparently on Anpilia is a shoe. Make up your mind. Omra Abaye, says Abaye, when it says you can't go on Yom Kippur, That's talking about over there, the itbeketite. It's got a soft slipper, and it's got like foam inside. And the reason it asks is not because it has a din of a now, but because it's too comforting. And then Yom Kippur, you're supposed to avoid comfort. Mishum ta'anug. Omalei rova. What do you mean? There's no iser in having comfort on Yom Kippur. But mishum ta'anug below min alba, you're a kibur mi asiri. You're telling me what? You're not allowed to put something soft around your foot to feel comfortable on Yom Kippur. Rabba Baravuna was korach sudra akar, even afik. He wrapped his foot in soft material and would walk out on Yom Kippur. So where'd you get the idea that you're supposed to suffer? It's a dipshat. The Torah defines what it means when it says v'itaniten. Doesn't mean turning off the air conditioning. Elam Aravelo Kasha. Clearly, there are two types of slippers. There are leather slippers, Enochinami, that's also to go out with on Yom Kippur. Khan, the Bryce that says you can't walk on Yom Kippur, is talking about Anpili Yashil Or. It's talking about leather slippers. And Khan, where it's talking about in the Mishnah, about Chalitza and Shu'ez Alishkin, you're allowed to walk into the Migdash with a slipper, that's talking about Anpili Yashil Beget. And a Beget is not considered to be a Nal. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. You can't use a Beget. We already saw that. Hokinami Mistava, which is very reasonable. If you're not going to say this difference, you're going to have a contradiction even in the din of Yom Kippur itself. Kashi Yom Kippurim Yom Kippurim. Because it says, Beferish Tatan, Lo Yatayela Adam, Bukordikasin, even Betoch Beto. A person is not allowed to walk around with these very thin-soled shoes, which are usually put over. To put over the foot, they are waterproof, and if you put your foot in them, it's like putting on a plastic bag around your foot. It's just a matter of leather, and you put it. Normally, you would put it inside your shoe to protect if you're walking out in the rain. And this you can't even do in your house. Of a mitayel who ba'anpilin betoch peso, but you can use slippers in your house. I thought before we said you can't use slippers. You have to go from one bed to another. So obviously there's two types of slippers. El alav shma aminad. There's no way of learning it. There's a contradiction in Eilbei. Kan ba'anpilin yashel or leather slippers are usher. Kan ba'anpilin yashel beged. And regular slippers that are made out of some kind of flannel. That shma aminad. That's mutter. Shma aminad indeed. It's clear from here that that's different.